The Armored Corps headquarters in Khartoum is the most important trophy of this contest going on between the Sudan Armed Forces and then the Rapid Support Forces. Whichever side that takes control of it, of course, would eventually determine the final outcome of the battle for Khartoum. As to the facts on the ground, this is still very foggy. Both sides are claiming victory. The Sudan Armed Forces are claiming that they have repulsed the attack yesterday. And the Rapid Support Forces are claiming that they have dislodged SAF forces from all the areas around the base. So there are no independent records as to which side really control which side of the base, or has the side fallen really to RSF or not.
You have close knowledge of Sudan's security forces, as you served as deputy chief of Sudanese intelligence when Sudan and South Sudan were one country. And you recently authored a paper on the situation in Sudan. How do you see the balance of military power between SAF, that's the army, and the paramilitaries of the RSF, the Rapid Support Forces?
Well, the fighting has been going on now for close to 4 months or so. And it can be argued that most of the essential capabilities of both sides have been worn out or affected by this continuous combat. You can see that even the Sudanese Air Forces has received some major blows, with jet fighters being shot down, armored personnel carriers and tanks being destroyed in the streets of Khartoum, and the same thing to the Rapid Support Forces. So it is difficult to measure the capabilities at this stage. But one thing is apparent: most of the bases of SAF inside Khartoum are under siege and are under attack from the RSF, which means it's likely that the RSF is holding the initiative, because it is the only side now on offensive for the past number of weeks. Much as the Sudan Armed Forces has attempted to go on offensive in a number of occasions, like twice in Al Bahri, these attempts have fizzled out. They have not succeeded. So basically, inside Khartoum, you can say to a certain degree, the RSF is having some upper hand, given the fact that they are holding to the initiative and they have held to it for this long. Elsewhere in Darfur, for example, that is really very difficult to gauge exactly as to which side is holding the upper hand. And in the other states of Sudan, I have not seen much fighting taking place.
And apart from serving in Sudan security, you also served as Deputy Minister of Defense in independent South Sudan. How do you see different scenarios in Sudan's conflict affecting South Sudan? Sudan, of course, being South Sudan's most important neighbor.
Well, the war in Sudan is already impacting very negatively on South Sudan. You can talk about the influx of refugees from Sudan. You can talk about the influx of South Sudanese refugees returning home. And the insecurity along the border. Yeah, this is a very long, porous border. And there are no enough security forces manning border posts to stop some of the criminal activities that are now taking place along the border. You know, people coming with looted goods from Khartoum, trying to smuggle them into South Sudan and all those kind of things. So this is already impacting very negatively on South Sudan. Of course, the issue of oil exportation through Sudan, through the pipeline that goes through Sudan to the marine terminal, this is a very risky and precarious operation now, and it depends on how this war is going to be resolved. If it protracts with no solution in sight, then you never know what's really going to happen to South Sudan oil being exported through Sudan.